The next coach on the teleconference is Purdue's Jeff Brohm. Coach, thank you very much for joining us. If you could give us some quick opening comments, then we'll go ahead and take questions.
Okay. Hang on just one second. Okay. Well, it's good to for our team to be able to get back through spring practice. Things went well. Had a lot of new faces, a lot of young people. It's good to get them experience. Felt like we made some progress. There's definitely a lot farther to go, but our guys have worked hard, and they're wanting to try to improve and get better, and we understand there's a lot of challenges on our schedule this year, and we're going to have to step up our level of play. So I know our guys are excited about it. You know, we've had guys that have been out of all of spring ball that everyone that has missed time, whether it's been the entire spring practice or even some, should be back for summer workouts August 1st at the latest, and that'll definitely give us more manpower, and hopefully we can go from there.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take questions now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Stacey Clarity, Golden Black.
Hey, Jeff, why is DJ Knox so important to your program?
Well, we love having DJ Knox on the team, first and foremost. He is a tremendous teammate. He does whatever we ask. He works extremely hard. He's willing to sacrifice the good of the team and put them always first. So you always like those type of guys on the team. But you know what? He's a dependable guy who gives us everything he has. He wants to win. He adds numerous value to the running back room where we have multiple guys that we think can help us on the football field. And whether DJ has to play 60 plays in a game or 15, I think he's happy with it, and he gives us his all and has a great attitude. So those are the exact type of guys that you want on your team, and we're glad to have him back.
I think that it shouldn't be rare, but maybe it is a little bit rare to have a guy who practices as hard as he needs to practice. I mean, he legit finishes every run and those kind of things. Was that something that stuck out to you pretty quickly when you saw him?
Yes, it did. I think, you know, just like you said, he is a guy that gives us everything he has in every practice, every rep. And I think his teammates notice that. They see that. It's visible. It displays leadership qualities by his actions that carries over to the rest of the team. And really, you know, he goes as hard as he can all the time. And I think if we can get all of our guys doing that, I actually think that, you know, makes us a better football team. But very unselfish, and like I said, puts the team first. And, you know, he's overcome some injuries to even get back mm-hmm. to where he's at. He's able to play nicked up at times and fight through it. So he does everything we ask him more.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Leo Hackerty at Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, Coach.
How are you doing?
Coach, doing great down here in Tampa. A little warmer where you are, though. But
you got
Coach,
that right.
Coach, in your opinion, what's the hardest position to develop during spring practice?
Well, you know what? Let's see. The hardest position to develop. I mean, you know, I feel like we should be able to develop all the positions. Honestly, I think quarterback is one you can. Sometimes maybe you can say that's a hard position to develop because there's not as much live tackling going on with him, and you want to protect him. So maybe that position to a certain degree, but you know we do as much as we can to put him in game-like situations, a lot of team settings, 11-on-11. We do things in drills to block his vision and to disrupt the flow and get him off the rhythm. So that might be, but I think really any position you can develop, but it's important to you know, put pressure on him, put him in situations where it simulates the game or is as close to it as you can get, because otherwise you're just kind of going through drills and it's not exactly the same. And I think, you know, for us, we had a young center who will be a good player for us, who during our spring game didn't have one of his better games, because I think just being on the game field with some fans in the stands affected him, but it was good work. So, you know, I don't have a great answer for it, but I think all of them can develop. A quarterback is one you've got to make sure you're you're doing your part, because sometimes until they get in those live settings, you don't really know what you have.
Coach, other than coming out of spring healthy, what's the most important goal you want your team to achieve?
Well, I think for us, it's about being competitive and getting more guys that are able to step up and make plays for us. I think in order to have a great team, you've got to have a group of guys that want to play the game hard. They want to be tough. They want to find ways to improve and get better. But in the end, you've got to have a handful of guys that can flat make plays, and that's on both sides of the ball, whether you're a receiver, a running back, a quarterback, a linebacker, a dominant defensive lineman. You got to find a handful of guys that are flat playmaking individuals that bring in every week. So for us, that's the main thing is, you know, I think we've improved. I think we've gotten better, but we still need to find more playmaking ability at certain positions that we can count on in a tough game to give us everything they have and come through.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Again, to ask a question, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thank you.